Yatov. Chamishi of this week's parasha, Parashat Naso, is Korbanot HaNesim. The sacrifices, the Nesim, the leaders of every single tribe, brought to Beit HaMikdash. It spans a couple of aliyot. We read it a couple times a year. We read it on Chanukah. There's a minhag to also not read it from the Torah, but also just to read it to yourself on the beginning of Chodesh Nisan. And we read it in Parashat Naso. And, you know, we read it, and we all eventually remember it by heart. You know, anyone who's preparing Parashat Naso, you have to learn it. It's the longest parsha in the Torah, but it's not the hardest one to learn. Because what's special about Korbanot HaNesi'im, they're all the same. They all repeat themselves. Korbano, krat kesef echad, shloshim ma'mishkela, mishak echad kesef, shim shekel b'shekel hakodesh, neim milink, tovet lo b'shem. You know, like, they're all the same. Parach, you know. So the question is, you know, that everyone asks, why the repetition? You know, what's so special about it? And there are a lot of things that have been said about it. I'm just going to say one small idea. The second Nasi, Netanel ben Tzuar, the way his korban is phrased is slightly different from all the ones that follow him. Also, Nachshon ben Aminadav is slightly different. Nachshon ben Aminadav is the first. Netanel ben Tzuar is slightly different, and that difference says, hey, pay attention. Netanel ben, there's a bit of a question of all the Nesim, were they all supposed to bring the same exact thing? Or did they all decide to bring the same exact thing? Meaning, in theory, they could have brought whatever they wanted, but in practice, they decided to all bring the same thing? Or were they all commanded to bring the same thing, which would explain the result, why they all brought the same thing? Now, if we go the route that say that they all had the freedom to bring whatever they wanted, then Nachshon ben Aminadav, the head of Shevet Yehuda, had to set the tone. Right? He had to decide whatever it is we were bringing. Whatever it is he was bringing. You know, he didn't have anything to compare it to. Netanel ben Tzuar had some time to compare it to something else. He saw what Yehuda brought, what Nachshon ben Aminadav brought, and he could have topped him. If he would have topped him, then the whole thing of the Nesi'im would be every tribe trying to outshine the other tribes. Okay? And it'd be this big competition of who's better. Netanel ben Tzuar decided to not compete. Okay? He decided to bring exactly the same as Nachshon ben Aminadav. Now that decision to follow the leader, to be a good follower, is what gives him his merit. In our world, we always talk about leaders. We don't always talk about good followers. A good follower is someone who makes an intelligent choice as to who to follow and how to follow him. Understanding the ramifications of what happens if he decides to follow and what happens if he decides to not follow. If Netanel ben Tzuar would decide, listen, I'm also a tribe leader. I should lead. Should lead in a different direction. Then it would just lead to this endless competition. By Netanel ben Tzuar deciding that I'm not going to lead in a different direction, I'm going to rather follow a leader, a good one, that goes and creates a lot of achva and a lot of shalom. And it's an important thing. See, in a couple more parshas, we're going to get to a whole new list of names from tribes. Okay, in Parshat Shlach Lecha, we're going to get another 12 names from the 12 tribes. And of those 12 names, we have some leaders. We have Yoshua Binun, known then as Hoshea. We have Caleb ben Yefune, right? Famous guys. But were they followed? When the spies come and say what they have to say about Eretz Yisrael, were they followed? No. because people decided to follow the wrong leaders. All of Am Yisrael decided to believe the 10 and not the 2. So it's always important not only to be the good leader, but also to be the intelligent follower, the one who chooses the leader and follows him in the right way. Boker Tov.